Hijabi cop hailed as heroic by media for lockdown crackdown mocked 9/11 attacks, abused Kuffar, Jews. By Kurt Zindelka on August 8, 2021. A hijab-wearing Muslim metropolitan police officer, who was hailed as heroic after a forceful crackdown on anti-lockdown protesters last year, has been revealed to have posted anti-Semitic tweets, joked about the September 11 Islamist terror attacks, and was allegedly in touch with an ISIS-linked account. Police Constable Ruby Begum, 26, was filmed by Breitbart London in September of last year during a bloody standoff between anti-lockdown demonstrators and the Metropolitan Police in Trafalgar Square. Following the crackdown, images of the hijabi-clad policewoman went viral on social media, with many praising Begum for her bravery. New Scotland Yard Chief Superintendent Rory Smith, for example, wrote, "For example, lots of social media commentary about this officer. Not sure what the fuss is about. I see a professional and brave police officer, my colleague, doing her job just like every other cop that day. A few people need to catch up with modern times. Nothing more to discuss." Begum was also roundly hailed as heroic by mainstream media outlets across Britain. The officer has now been placed on restricted duties after a report from the Mail on Sunday revealed that Begum had regularly written anti-Semitic and racist posts on social media. The paper reported that the majority of her anti-Semitic posts were made in 2014, before she was recruited to the London Police Force, during combat between Israel and the terror group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. In one tweet, Begum wrote, "Zionists have no hearts. They'll get what's coming to them, subhanAllah, glory be to God. Dirty Zionist. Jahannam, hell, is awaiting," she wrote in another post. "Israel have no limits. Scumbags, I can't wait for the day they get severely punished," Begum continued. On the anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks in 2014, she posted, "Must be stupid if you think I'm gonna do 2 minutes silence for 9/11. On the same anniversary in 2019, she wrote, "Omg, oh my god, it's 9/11 today? Jokes, I only noticed." The constable is also reported to have often used the derogatory Arabic term for non-Muslims, kuffar, writing in July of 2014, "Kuffar lips have been all over my mug, there is no way I'm using that thing again." The report also alleged that Begum had regular contact with the Islamic State-connected account, Muslimah for Life, between September and October 2014. Terrorism experts told the paper that Counterterrorism Command would likely be interested in whether Begum could reveal the identity of the individual behind the terror recruiting account. There has been no suggestion that the constable had any intentions of joining ISIS in Syria, however. Begum supposedly tempered her radical thoughts after attending a lecture in 2015, writing, "Why you shouldn't support ISIS cleared up so much for me. Alhamdulillah, praise be to God." In response to the report, the Metropolitan Police said in a statement, "There is no place within the Met for any racist, homophobic or otherwise hateful attitudes, and officers and staff can expect robust action should they be found to hold or express such views." The Directorate of Professional Standards will now conduct a thorough investigation to establish the full circumstances behind the social media posts. The officer has been notified of the investigation and placed on restricted duties. In May, the Met also came under fire after footage emerged of another female police officer shouting "Free! Free Palestine" during an anti-Israel protest in London during the latest escalation of the Israel-Palestine conflict. While PC Nushin Jain was placed under investigation for the political act, officers within the Met publicly stated that she would likely keep her job as it could be seen as hypocritical to penalize her after police officers took the knee during the Black Lives Matter protests last summer without any consequences. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.